Natural Resources, and I will open up a work session on House Bill, what's the number of this, 5011, the Columbia River Gorge Commission budget. Susie.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the committee, I'm going to be stepping through a memo that is at your place regarding the budget. But before I start, I wanted to point out that there were three additional written letters of support for the Gorge Commission budget, which is also at your place, that I just want to make sure it gets into the record. So I'm just going to call your attention to it. And move right to the memo. The memo is structured in a way that just gives you a summary of the governor's recommended budget and then the LFO recommendation on the total. And you'll note that the governor's recommended budget was $902,863, and LFO is recommending a budget of $1,015,864 general fund. This is to include a technical adjustment to cover the cost of the personnel increases, including cost of living adjustments, standard merit increases, health insurance that haven't kept pace with the state of Washington, which totals $113,001. I'm also recommending that the $61,906 general fund request for reinstatement of a program manager be included on the list of potential add-backs if resources are available. I think the position would enable the agency to address and track the condition of the gorge, scenic, cultural, recreational, and environmental resources, and to provide more public outreach. So what I want to do, because this is your first work session, is I want to draw your attention to the worksheets that are attached to the memo. This is the work session action report that every analyst will be bringing in for all budgets, and it shows the changes that are being made in the budget. The first page is a summary of the total budget, and then following that would be each program area. So I'm going to have you turn to page 2, which is the program for joint expenses where the technical adjustment is being made. The first part of it is a summary of the governor's budget. It starts with 2005 ledge approved budget and then adds back any adjustments. In this case, in the joint expenses, there is an inflation and price list adjustment. Normally, you would also see some adjustments for where we have employees. There would be biennialized adjustments for merit increases or other employee benefits that occurred for in 05-07. And that brings you to a subtotal of the legislatively approved budget and then the governor's budget. Then following that would be any policy packages. And I've listed the package 100, which is the project manager. Even though it wasn't in the governor's budget, I put it here for your for your reference, and then the LFO recommendation not to approve it this time, but to put it back on put it on the add back list. And then the analyst adjustment is in package 801 to approve a technical adjustment to cover the cost of the personnel increases, including those cost of living adjustments. So you'll see the add of $113,000 for that program. It brings it then up to $993,094. And then on page 5 is the Oregon Commissioner expenses, and there are no changes. So in the section under work session actions, there are no changes to be made there. So that's pretty much what. Fortunately, you get to start with a very simple budget, so you can see it quite succinctly.
There's nothing simple.
Well, it is for the realm of budgets that you get to hear in this committee. Relatively simple. So if you turn to page 2 of the memo, I have recommended bill adjustments. And at this time, it would be good to approve a motion to amend the House bill by the amount that we have just discussed for adding the technical adjustment.
Madam Chair, one question before we get to the motion. Just to clarify, the half FTE that we are not including, putting out a list for add backs, which I am very supportive of the Joint Committee adding back when we get to that point. That can be done through the action of the Joint Ways and Means Committee. It does not have to come back through the sub. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Matter of fact,
that's correct.
That is most likely the way it would be done.
Yes. Okay.
Well, with that, Madam Chair, I would move to adopt the bill amendments as stated by our committee administrator.
Okay, there's a motion to adopt amendments to House Bill 5011. And do you want to read what
that
the changes
would,
are?
That would include the change on line 8, deleting the $880,093 and inserting $993,094. And you have one listed on line 9 that says no change. Is there really a change?
There is no change.
Then not, okay.
Okay. So is there any discussion for this motion? Okay. So can we clerk will call the roll? Do we have to vote? Do you want to do a roll call on this? Or just, are there
any objections?
Okay. Any objections to the motion? Okay. Seeing none, motion passes.
Okay.
Just wanted to take you through the performance measure. That is the second attachment in the memo. We have a form that we're filling out. I'm recommending a wording change in all of the measures. There was a parenthesis which was intended to be instructional, not a part of the actual language of the measure, and it was out of what number, and I'm recommending that that be deleted. And then I'm recommending deleting Measure 9, which is federal appropriation for annual federal appropriations letter coordinated by March 1st of every year. This is a routine letter that the agency sends to the congressional delegation to encourage them to support federal funds for the Columbia River Gorge Commission. It's routine. It doesn't provide any outcome information for getting federal funds. A better measure would be the amount of federal funds that they receive, but they don't get them. So at this point, I'm just recommending deleting that because I think it's not informative. And then I'm also recommending that you add measure 12, which is percent of total best practices met by the board, which is being required of all boards and commissions, and it was approved by the Joint Legislative Audit Committee during the interim. It's new, setting the target at 85% and 90%. So I'm recommending approval of that. Those are basically the changes.
Okay, so is there a motion?
Move to accept the performance measures as described by our committee administrator. And no, Madam Chair, I don't want to repeat them all. We'll just refer to the record if need be.
Okay. So there is a motion to approve the performance measures that are in the worksheet in front of you. Is there any discussion on any of these changes? No? Okay. Are there any objections? Okay. So motion passes to adopt the performance measures for House Bill 5011.
And then we need the final motion.
Okay, so I will accept a final motion to move this to the
Madam
full ways.
Chair, move 5011 to as amended to the full committee joint ways and means with the due pass recommendation.
Perfect. Make sure Representative Nolan, you know who you are. There you go. And the packet. I think I stole your packet. Thank you. Okay, there is a motion to to move House Bill 5011 to the full House Committee on Ways and Means, or to the full Committee on Ways and Means,
as amended,
with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Okay, and the clerk will call the roll. You are roll called. Without objection,
so ordered.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to do it. I'm used to a roll call. So we do need a carrier, though, to the full Ways and Means Committee, and I was wondering if Senator Nelson, since the gorge is in your district,
It's not this Gorge Commission.
Not at all. But would you be interested in carrying it to the, since you don't have very many members here to carry it to the floor?
Columbia River's in my district, yeah. Not the Gorge.
And the floor? Who's going to carry it to the floor?
Well, for the House floor, I think Representative Berard has volunteered.
She's here, yeah.
Yes.
She's
thank you.
Okay,
and
so we
Gorge,
have...
The Gorge is in his district.
Yeah.
I beg your pardon.
We need somebody... Well, does it have to be from full ways and means to carry it to the floor?
Not necessarily,
no,
but
it doesn't have to be.
Okay.
Bill
generally is
always in these
right.
committees.
So, okay.
And you'll need a Senate carrier on the floor, too. Senator.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Okay. It's relatively painless.
Well done.
We need a few more vendors that work. Okay. Thank you. And now we're on to, we will open up a work session on Bill 5526, which is the Marine Board. Oregon State Marine Board budget.
Thank you. Madam Chair, members of the committee, you have a memo on Senate Bill 5526 in front of you for the Oregon State Marine Board. Again, it summarizes the governor's recommended budget, and the LFO recommendation is to adopt the governor's recommended budget. There are no changes to that. I would draw your attention again to the work session action report. This is just to help familiarize you with the form. You have the summary of the governor's budget, which starts with the legislatively approved budget. Here is an example of how it includes summary of base budget, base adjustments. This would include the administrative, by annualizing the administrative actions for salaries and merit increases. Then you have the non-PICS personal services and vacancy factor, phase out of program one-time costs. In this case, they phased out $750,000, which was related to facility grant improvements that were one-time costs. And then they have the inflation and price list adjustments. And then showing the total of the policy packages to come up with the governor's printed budget, then each of the policy packages, and since there are no adjustments to those packages, you see no LFO recommended lines in there because we are recommending them as is. So there will be no amendments to the budget bill. So I'm going to move right then on to the key performance measure attachment. I'm not recommending any changes to the measures that the agency...
If I may interrupt, I'm sorry. When you say that I missed something, what about the all the props with this budget? Is that in or out?
In. Yeah. I'm recommending all of them.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
No changes to that.
So when you say that you're... Okay.
Not changing the bill. The bill was presented with...
With the policy package.
No,
yes.
No, I wanted to make sure I
yes.
understood that.
Yeah, sorry. You have to see me if I go too fast, sir.
You will. Don't worry.
On to the key performance measures. I'm not recommending any changes to the measures. I am recommending that the percent of total best practices met by the board be added to this budget as well, with a target of 95%.
And there are deletions, though, as well, correct?
Yes.
Those on the key
yes.
performance measures 10 through 12.
Yes, and I am recommending that they be deleted as well.
Okay.
I'm sure I would move the performance measures with the deletions as described by our committee administrator.
Okay, there's a motion to adopt the performance measures in the attached worksheet. Are there any questions or discussion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I certainly support this. As I said before, I really appreciate all the efforts that the director and the department do. The only thing I'd like to ask of the director, perhaps, is think about in 2 years coming back on some of these key performance measures as we discussed during the work session. You know, what do you really have control over? What are you really trying to measure? And maybe discuss this with your commission and see if you might be able to come back with some recommendations on those. But otherwise, great job. Thank you.
Madam Chair, Representative Burley, we could add some comment in the budget report that goes along with the budget, that asking the agency to do that so that we get our report back.
Okay. That would be great. Thank you.
That's fine. Okay. Any other comments?
I neglected one little item in the budget part of it itself. The agency had, with one of their packages, requested permission to apply for federal grants, mm-hmm. and it was a blanket request to apply for federal grants. The grants that they had indicated are federal grants, but they're not directly to this agency. They are federal grants that go to other agencies, and so they would be applying to the other state agency, and it would be received in this agency as an other funds. So they don't need to request permission to apply for those federal grants because the agency that receives the federal grant has already asked permission to apply. They were asking for some blanket authority in case federal grants came up during the interim, and I'm recommending that you not direct the agency to seek permission to apply when they have detailed program and specific grant information on those particular grants, which is the normal process. So I just wanted to point that out.
Okay. So we don't need a motion for that?
You do not.
Okay.
But we have a motion on performance measures on the floor.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's okay. So any other discussion on the performance measures? All right. Any objections? Okay. So the motion to adopt the performance measures passed. And I'll accept a motion.
Madam Chair, I would
budget.
Move Senate Bill 5526 to the full Joint Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, there's a motion to move Senate Bill 5526 to the full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objections? Okay. So moved, and I will need a carrier to the full Ways and Means, and I think Representative Gerard has valiantly offered the services.
I'm sure Senator Devlin would love an opportunity to carry some of these. Don't you think he would?
Isn't there
actually
something about
Senator
not being
is
ready
here?
I suggested that, and I got shot down.
Oh.
I got shot down. I said I couldn't compose really that kind of thing on a committee chair.
That is the chair's
prerogative.
I don't want to step on your ambitions here.
Oh, I have none.
Actually, I'll tell you what. We'll give him the next. Actually, okay. Although Representative Gerard had. Okay, we'll rescind that. I'll have Senator Devlin will carry the State Marine Board bill to the full Ways and Means. And
well, I'd like to renew my thought on the record that I think Chair Devlin should have carried all three. But that's okay. We'll spread it.
For the record, it's so noted.
Thank you.
Senator Vakian, though, has volunteered to carry this bill to the Senate floor.
Well, thank you so much.
And the House floor.
And the House floor, Representative Gerard, would you? Actually, we'll ask Representative Burley, even though he's not on Ways and Means. You can carry it to the.
Excellent suggestion, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
I'd be happy to do that.
Thank you.
This is a full participation committee, so we want everybody to feel welcome. Okay. So with that, we will close the work session on Senate Bill 5526 and open up a work session on House Bill 5034. And I think we have a new analyst coming.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So you have before you a memo on House Bill 5034, Land Use Board of Appeals. You'll see they're requesting $1.480 million. And it's the LFO is recommending the approval of the governor's recommended budget. This budget maintains the board's current level of operations and reflects the standard increases, inflationary adjustments, and a general fund increase of $2,214 to cover the costs that they pay to the Public Utility Commission for some administrative services that they provide. There's no policy option packages with this budget. There's no technical adjustments. You have the attachment of the worksheet that Sue's been reviewing on the previous budget. You'll see, again, there are no changes being recommended by legislative fiscal, as this is a governor's, as the recommendation is to approve the governor's recommended budget. So there are no amendments to the bill as a result of this. Can I go into performance measures?
Yes. Let's see if there's any questions first about the budget portion.
Okay. So the performance measures, you'll also see a worksheet. The agency previously had 9 key performance measures that were approved by the 2005 legislature. I'm recommending continuation of 5 of those key performance measures and deletion of 4 of those, which is what the agency is requesting. Also, you'll see the targets there. Two targets have been adjusted upward, targets related to number 2 and number 5. So the LFO recommendation is to approve the key performance measures as presented in the worksheet.
With the proposed deletions.
With the proposed deletions.
So we need a motion for the performance measures.
Would you mind, before I do that, just stating which ones are in and which ones are out?
So
we have that on the record.
So key performance measure number 1, timely resolve of appeals. Shall I give the just the high level?
The numbers.
Okay. Key performance measure number 2, 3, 4, and 5 would be retained. And key performance measures, as they were numbered in the 05-07 approved measures, would be number 5, 6, 7, and 8 are proposed for deletion.
Well, Madam Chair, I would move that the committee adopt the performance measures as just described.
Okay, there's a motion to adopt the key performance measures in the attached worksheet. Are there any discussions or questions? Okay, seeing none, are there any objections? Okay. The motion is adopted.
And Madam Chair, I would move House Bill 5034 to the Joint Ways and Means Committee with due pass recommendation.
Okay. Senator Vakian has made a motion to move House Bill 5034 to the full Joint Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objections? Okay. Motion carries, and we will need a carrier to the full Ways and Means, and I think Representative Gerard has volunteered for that and to carry it to the House floor.
Yes, ma'am.
And then we need a senator to carry it to the Senate floor. Okay, Senator Nelson will carry the bill, House Bill 5034, on the Senate floor. And with that.
Madam Chair, sorry. The last time I got double scheduled for committees, there was some procedure that they reopened and allowed me to vote on a couple bills. Is that possible?
I think that takes a vote of the committee, Representative Clinton.
We did not do a.
They don't allow that. that's what I meant by that. Sorry.
You guys advise me.
I don't know if you do in Ways and Means.
We don't do that. Yeah.
It's not allowed.
Okay. It's not allowed in Ways and Means. It's
just in policy committees? Yeah. For sure, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
that's odd.
If you were in another committee, you'll be noted as excused for business of the House.
It was a ad hoc committee of my policy committee on a bill that then we'll see here pretty quick, trying to get it back into.
Excused. Okay. So with that, we will close the work session on House Bill 5034. We close the subcommittee Ways and Means Natural Resources.
You know, I think we allowed it in the joint committee last time.